This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with very successful composer on Broadway and pop music, Frank Wildhorn, in just a moment. But first, the lyrics of many number one songs are at a third-rate reading level. Not surprising, right? A sports and entertainment blog, SeatSmart, has released a study of pop music from the last 10 years. Their conclusion? Lyrics are at a third-grade reading level. About 225 hit songs in four different music genres were analyzed using a grade-level reading test that determines how difficult a passage is to read and understand. The test uses a formula that considers the number of words and syllables in a passage. Country music had the highest reading level of the genres with a score of 3.3, which means your average third grader can read and understand the lyrics. The other genres' reading levels were 2.9 for rock and pop and 2.6 for R&B and hip-hop, all lower than a third-grade reading level. Rumor Willis and her dance partner Val were announced as the winners on Dancing with the Stars this week, while Riker Lynch and Allison Holker nabbed second place, and Noah Galloway and Sharna Burgess took third. Willis's famous parents, Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, as well as her stepmom, Emma Heming, and sisters Tallulah and Scout, were on hand to celebrate the big victory for her. For women, booze can be as bad as it is for men when you try to get it on. You've heard, and maybe experienced firsthand, that alcohol can keep men from performing in the bedroom. A new study has found that alcohol-induced dysfunction is a real thing for women, too. That means as you drink alcohol, it affects how your body responds to stimulation. If you need some alcohol to give you a little liquid courage, just keep in mind, less is more if you want to have a good time later on. Most women won't date a man who wears a bun in his hair, and just 2% find mustaches attractive. Most women won't date a man who has a bun in his hair, and most aren't fans of mustaches either. A survey found 63% of women say they absolutely hate the man bun, and 58% said they'd never date a man who wore one. And only slightly over 2% said they like mustaches, while 3% of women say they prefer that men have no facial hair at all. Here's a heartwarming story. A 5-year-old boy begged his mother to buy a homeless man dinner and then said grace with him. The Alabama boy, Joshua Duncan, begged his mother to buy a homeless man dinner at Waffle House. His mom, Ava, said the man only wanted to order a simple cheeseburger, but she told him to get anything he wanted. And before the man could dig in, Joshua said he wanted to say the blessing with him, singing loud enough for the other 11 customers in the restaurant to hear. He sang, God our Father, we thank you for our many blessings, amen, amen. Mom said everyone, including the man, teared up. Extreme fighter Ronda Rousey is jabbing Floyd Mayweather, says we'd only fight if we ended up dating. The MMA champ spoke with Access Hollywood promoting her role in the Entourage movie. When talk turned to a hypothetical match with boxing champ Floyd Mayweather, Ronda was asked, Mayweather is undefeated, you're undefeated, could you take him down? She replied, well, I never say that I can't beat anyone, but I don't think me and him would ever fight. Unless we ended up dating, she added with a laugh. Floyd has been found guilty of domestic violence in the past. Composer Frank Wildhorn is a Broadway staple and has written his share of pop songs, including Where Do Broken Hearts Go for Whitney Houston.
So let me ask you about what's next on your agenda. Are you working Broadway, pop music? What are you doing right now?
We're working everything right now. We just opened a huge show in Japan. We're about to open Mata Hari at the Moulin Rouge in Seoul, Casanova in Vienna, and Jekyll and Hyde is coming to London. So we're preparing that.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize the breadth of what you do. So it's not just the U.S. and Broadway, right?
No, it's all about the world. In fact, you know, I come from the pop business. So I was taught by my publisher early on that, you know, you write for the world. And I was very lucky early in my career, you know, to write big hits for Whitney Houston and Kenny Rogers and Natalie Cole, etc. And so I learned that you write for the world, and I still do. It's very important to me.
Well, I know you wrote Where Do Broken Hearts Go, one of my favorite Whitney songs, so it's nice to chat with you about that. What was the genesis of that song?
That's a great story. I used to write with a guy named Chuck Jackson, who, believe it or not, was Jesse Jackson's brother. Chuck Jackson in the 70s wrote all of those big Natalie Cole hits, Inseparable, I've Got Love on My Mind, all of those. And we used to write together, and he called me one day, and he said, because we were always writing, he said, I got a title for you. Where Do Broken Hearts Go? And by the time he got to my home, 2 hours later, I had written the song. It was one of those that just came. Thank God.
I've heard that story from songwriters so many times that when you really get the song, it just all flows out like, you know, like it was pre-written and just ordained to come out through your head.
Well, for me, I always, you're right, and I always say it's like fishing. The fish are there. My job is to go catch one. Some days I catch a big one, some days not so much. That was a good day. We caught a big fish.
Now, when you write, are you writing the lyrics or the music or both?
In my pop career, of the 1,200, 1,400 songs I've had recorded, I wrote the lyrics to about 60, 70% of them. But on Broadway, it's hard enough just being the composer and in theater. And so for the theater, I just do the music.
Now, you mentioned songs for Kenny Rogers and others. Tell us some of the other big hits that you've written.
Well, obviously, Where Do Broken Hearts Go was the number one song. I wrote Freedom's Child for Hootie and the Blowfish. I've written for Dr. John, Patti LaBelle, but I've also written for Julie Andrews, Sammy Davis, and Liza Minnelli. So it really goes from A to Z.
Wow, what a career. And now you say you're opening shows overseas. What does the foreign audience expect from American theater?
Melody. And that's what Broadway sometimes is not doing these days. It's about a lot of things. And the reason why we're so busy around the world right now is because all the producers that I have been loyal to, and they've been loyal to me now for many years, they want big melodies for their big stars to sing. And, you know, I love to do that. So it's a beautiful marriage, and we're having a lot of fun around the world.
Now, is it something that you do every day, write music, write lyrics, try to compose something?
I think I'm writing every day, whether I'm at the piano or not. I think after 35 years of doing it, you just kind of do it like you breathe, and it's just part of you.
You know, Edwin McCain, I don't know if you're familiar with his work, pretty good singer-songwriter. He was in a bar one night, and he heard some girl say, I'll be your crying shoulder. He said, give me that napkin, and he wrote that down. Has that ever happened to you, where you kind of overhear part of a conversation, and it turns into a lyric?
It has many times, and by the way, Edwin McCain was an artist on Atlantic Records when I ran a division of Atlantic Records, which I did for 14 years.
He's a great guy and very underappreciated. I think he's terrific.
Yes, he is.
Is there some pop group or singer that you're writing for right now or hope to get a song recorded by them?
I do records as much as I do shows. So right now I'm doing the cast album from Death Note, which is the big hit I just had in Asia. There's an artist named Sabrina Weckerling, who I'm writing for and producing right now, who's a huge artist in Germany, who's coming over here. So I'm doing that album. And then and more to come. We're never not. You know, we're always doing something.
And you're based out of New York?
New York, and then maybe Tokyo right after New York.
Do you like the Japanese culture and the way of life there?
So much that my fiance, Takako Okawa, is one of the biggest stars of Japan. She's here tonight. She was the first Asian to create Chicago. She was the very first Vilma. And my Broadway show, Dracula, she was the first woman ever to play Dracula. She's with us tonight.
So when you say you love Japan, you're not kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Here's the proof right here.
Right there.
Well, terrific. You know, you've been around a long time. You may not be a household name to a lot of people because you just have so many writing credits, but you've really had such a big influence in American pop and Broadway culture.
Well, I'm very fortunate. Believe me, I wake up every morning. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. You know, we've had 8 Broadway shows, and we've had 20-something around the world, and we've sold a lot of records. And you know what? I just try to be a student every day. I wake up in the morning, I try to be a student of whatever it is I'm doing, approach it with passion, try to learn new stuff, and the adventure continues.
Thank you so much, Frank. All the best. And now when I hear that song, Where Do Broken Hearts Go, I'll even think more of it because it's such a fantastic song.
Thank you. And it's wonderful to be here today with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which I've been, you know, lucky to be a part of for a while now. And I actually have a special song I'm going to do for them tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm told. You're going to do a little number. This is something you wrote special for tonight? I'm
going to do two songs for them tonight. One later in the evening is the song that I was commissioned to do when I opened the Olympics in 2002. I was hired to write the opening of the Olympics. So that's a song called Gold, and that was from the Olympics. But the first song is from a show I'm working on right now about this called The Song of Bernadette, about Bernadette and the healing water of Lourdes. And we've been working on the show, and there's a particular song called I Have a Voice that is so apropos to what this is all about tonight. I'm very excited about doing that. And your buddy Ken Mahoney is one of the producers of that show.
I can't wait. He's been doing all right with the Tony nominations.
Not too bad, huh?
Yeah.
He's a rock star.
Well, I'm glad that you had an influence on him and put him on the straight and narrow in entertainment business.
You know, he was my son's baseball coach, and they had won the championship, and we became friends. And, you know, whatever he was doing, he was able to give time to do that. And being a musician, I kind of make my own hours. So we got to hang out. Well, who are you, and what are you doing here? And the next thing you know, I said, listen, I'm doing Bonnie and Clyde. Come bring your friends and get involved. And he did. And now he's a multiple Tony Award-winning producer. Fantastic.
The Great American Story.
Great story.
Frank, thank you so much. I appreciate a couple of minutes.
Thank you so much.
With composer Frank Wildhorn, I'm Mike Bennett. And you are listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.